Exclusive: Herschel Walker to Joe Biden, fire Janet Yellen over inflation failures. By Matthew Boyle on June 14, 2022. Georgia Republican U.S. Senate candidate Herschel Walker is calling on Democrat President Joe Biden to fire Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen over her and the Biden administration's failures on inflation, his campaign told Breitbart News exclusively. Inflation is out of control and the U.S. economy is in free fall. It's time to fire Janet Yellen, Walker said in a statement provided to Breitbart News ahead of its public release. We would have to restore accountability and integrity to Washington. In the business world, if you don't do your job, you get let go. Raphael Warnock stood beside Joe Biden to confirm Secretary Yellen, and is still standing beside her now. She has failed the American taxpayers and needs to be held accountable. It's time for her to go, and today I ask Raphael Warnock one simple question. With the worst inflation in 40 years, do you agree that it's time to fire Janet Yellen? Walker, who easily won the GOP primary for U.S. Senate in Georgia late last month with former President Donald Trump's support, is challenging Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock, DGA, in November. The seat represents one of the GOP's best pickup opportunities in the country, alongside Arizona and Nevada, as Republicans aim to recapture the U.S. Senate majority in November's midterm elections. Currently, the chamber is split 50-50. But the Democrats have the majority because Vice President Kamala Harris cuts the tie. So Republicans need to gain a net one pickup in the midterms to take it back. Inflation has emerged as perhaps the top issue facing the country, and the Biden administration's failures in handling it, and consistent downplaying of it over the past year plus, is coming back to haunt Democrats. Last week, inflation numbers soared to 8.6%, the highest in 41 years. Yellen has come under fire for her role, or lack thereof, in preventing inflation. Last year she called inflation transitory, arguing that it was not that bad and only posed a small risk to the economy. She has since in interviews and congressional testimony admitted she was wrong. I think I was wrong then about the path that inflation would take, Yellen told CNN's Wolf Blitzer earlier in June, for instance. While Walker's call for Biden to terminate Yellen's service would seem reasonable, it also seems unlikely that Biden would fire his Treasury Secretary, because there has been rank lack of accountability in the Biden administration across the board. Part of reason for that is because the Biden team enjoys complete Democrat control in Washington, as in addition to the Senate majority, the Democrats also hold the House majority. Both majorities are historically slim, the House majority is just a 5-seat edge. But they give the Democrats the ability to protect Biden and his administration from serious scrutiny and criticism. Democrats, by virtue of having the gavels, decide which hearings to call and which ones not to, and which issues the official business of Congress, such as committee hearings and votes, will be considered and which ones will not. Should Republicans regain control of one or both chambers in November, it is very likely that that dynamic shifts, and people like Yellen would be that much more vulnerable. Democrats have avoided tackling inflation over the past 18 months, but Republicans, should they get into power again, are likely to make it a front and center issue to combat.